Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Be Unique Unscripted, because an authentic life is unscripted. Presented by Bronner House Museum, Eliza Kaler, the spiritual therapist, and Little Green Oasis. Unscripted brings you amazing guests and open mic nights every Thursday night at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an opportunity to learn more. Visit our calendar on beunique.org to see who we have scheduled to appear next. That's BUNEKE.org.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show, everybody. I'm Mary Brotherton. My co-host, Gene Albertson, is here. How are you doing, Gene?
Yes, good, good. How are you doing?
I am doing.
Excellent.
I love Thursday nights because we always get to introduce somebody exciting, and usually it's somebody new. But tonight we're having an encore guest. Marcetta Davis Linton has been here before. We talked to her then about her volunteerism and her dogs. And we may talk about that again tonight. But the main thing that we want to do is we want to talk about her environmental heroes, her blog, all kinds of stuff. But let me tell you a little bit for the people who don't know. Marcetta Davis Linton, we call her Marcy. She comes from a long line of strong women, and anybody who's met her in person gets that right off the bat. But she aligns herself with inspirational women. Her grandmother called her an old soul. Marcy once said Be Unique had introduced her to a whole new world of people that are just like she is. She's a my tongue got caught around my eye teeth, and I couldn't see a thing I was saying. She became a preschool teacher to pay her way through college, and they do a lot of eco-friendly teaching to instill the next generation about nature. And that's one of the things that drew her to Be Unique, was how we work with other organizations who are trying to protect nature. So welcome to the show, Miss Marcy.
Hey, I've got Fisher with me, and I'm hoping he doesn't talk, but
well, you know what? My cat has been locked out of my office, but he's liable to start talking while, you know, and he'll be very loud. So if Fisher wants to talk, he and Mike Kenny can have a little concert. We'll just say the show has gone to the dogs and the cats.
I'm kind of glad he's almost asleep, but...
That's kind of
cool.
Thank you, Marcy. Oh, you're welcome. I know that you love everything about the natural world. And you've done something in an effort to try to give nature back her voice in your blog.
Yes, actually, when I did my master's program, which was September of 2019, and no one had any clue of what 2020 was going to hold, especially in the journalism field. We were told in the very beginning to find our beat. And politics really, I don't like the hatred that goes with politics, I should say. It's very heated. In fact, my house, we don't even bring it up. It's something we just avoid. We got our own opinions on it. Sports, I'm not coordinated. I play volleyball. I duck. I don't like things coming at me. So sports was never a real.
You're a girl after my own heart. I don't duck fast enough, and I get hit in the face.
I did. I would literally, in high school, we would play team sports, and the ball would come up, and I would duck. So it was never a real pretty sight. But I think the only other thing besides environment would have been entertainment, and it's because I'm a big classic movie buff, and I think I've got over half of Turner Classic Movies in my own library, personal library.
Wow. Very cool.
Yes, my favorite movie is Singing in the Rain.
Oh.
And about 9 years old, I could quote Gone with the Wind quotes, and most 9 year olds don't quote that.
No.
No. So I really wanted something to make an impact, and entertainment really runs in the same realm as politics, in my opinion. It's very emotion driven.
Yeah.
It's not really, people don't think clearly on it. And I chose environmental, and I was one out of 40, and I was the only one that chose environment. And my teacher actually told me, he said, "That's a very interesting reason. You know, why would you choose that?" And he, in fact, tried to discourage me from it. And I'm like, no. Well, when 2020 happened and everything shut down, everybody else's beat virtually shut down and stood still, and mine never stood still.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep.
If anything, I think 2020, I love to use the one word to describe it as misunderstood. While there
Very
is
good.
A lot of negativity, I'm not saying COVID-19 is not negative. I mean, it is negative. Our family has been struck with it. Luckily, it has not been my close family, but we almost lost my cousin due to it.
Oh my.
He was an EMT. Oh, stop. How I really got hooked was I interviewed two local meteorologists, and both of them had very different takes on what was going on. And I just dug deeper. And really, so many good things happened. I mean, smog was reduced. Everybody complained about the Saharan dust, but it was because for the first time ever, we were actually able to experience it. Nothing was keeping it over there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was fascinating to see in Japan, deer freely roaming the streets because there was nothing stopping them. It just baffled me that, you know, nature really, unfortunately right now, a campaign that I started on my website has to do with face masks, and actually face masks are causing a real serious threat right now to the environment, and it's because people are taking the disposable ones off and just leaving them in the road, leaving them on the ground, and birds... legs are actually getting entrapped in them.
Oh my gosh.
So, I mean, it is, unfortunately, if it isn't one thing we're doing, it's another. And I love to say that mankind is really the one that is really messed around with nature. Harrison Ford made a quote, and I drove this quote on my website in particular. And I love it. Nature does not need us. We need nature.
Amen.
And
it's
a really powerful statement. And I really believe it to be true. I mean, I feel, you know, when I take my mask off outside by myself, because, I mean, I don't do it in a crowd, but just take deep breath, and you don't have no smoke or nothing, you know, hurting your lungs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, unless you're rock people, but and that's because you don't know what kind of creepy crawly crud they got.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, grown-ups are the most, I'm wanting to say it. From working with kids, I will say it in a million years. Kids are not really almost the disgusting ones sometimes. It's really the grown-ups behind them.
Well, the children learn from the adults.
Justin, I'm like, I had somebody in Publix today projectile sneeze, and I'm like, oh, my goodness.
Oh my.
Come on. And, of course, I'm very blunt, so I'm very – that's my personality. I'm like, really, you couldn't cover that up?
What did they say?
They just looked at me, rolled their eyes, and I'm like, I can do that too. But my website is actually Drew. Actually, my biggest article, knock on wood, had nothing to do. It really kind of had to do with politics, and in a good way. Nobody really knows this because it's not really broadcast. But Kamala Harris is making history with being the first woman VP. But Joe Biden's dog is the very first adoption rescue dog that is going to be the first pet.
Oh, really?
I actually saw that on your blog. That was cute.
And I thought, okay, I wanted to do something with the election and not really, you know, get my head whacked off. But I was like, everybody likes a good dog story. So my website went with that one.
But now, what is the name of your website?
One Nature, One Planet. It was originally One Nature, and unfortunately there is another one in the internet land that has One Nature too. So I had to make mine a little different. So it's long. It's onenatureoneplanet.com. And I'm getting back at it. It's just, I'm getting old. 33 is killing me.
Oh, please, child. Oh, my gosh. She's such a baby still.
I told my mom, I said, I come home. I said, I feel like I worked all day, and I'm like, I'm tired. I had a New Year's resolution. I was going to run, and I was like, I did it the first day, and I was like, no, this ain't funny no more.
Instead of resolving to run, consider just walking a little bit more.
Well,
and
I actually
work on that for a while.
Well, I actually did something, and it was a suggestion. My home life at one point, it was no mystery, was pretty rough and tough, and I'm not going to go into it, but I decided one day that we have a state park that's like 4 miles away from me, something like that, and I just went hiking it, and I did not know that the state of Florida, and this is a plug, offers an annual pass for you to go to the state parks. All the state parks in Florida, unlimited for $60. So, I have a kind of, I don't want to go resolution because I don't like that word, but I have a goal that I really want. I want to see all of them. And since I had never been to Melbourne, I had never been that far down. And really, I told my husband, I said, I can move there. And he's like, no, we're not moving there.
That's funny. I will say Brevard County is pretty. Yeah.
Unfortunately, I feel so connected after seeing that building. It's not even funny. My family down south said, you're obsessed with it. And I'm like, until you see it, you can't appreciate it. Pictures do it.
It's one
of
those, exactly. It's one of those things that you don't really understand until you've been there.
Yeah.
And I think the story behind it, I think, is just what is intriguing. I mean, once again, it's one of them 2020 stories that
Yeah.
It's just a light.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I'm keeping posting pictures and stuff. And my family's like, you got to quit. My grandmother said, do you own that? And I'm like, I wish.
Well, in a way, Marcy, you do. We all own it. Once it has been purchased by the nonprofit, it becomes everybody's.
Mm-hmm. And I think just by virtue of being on the team, like all three of us are, we already own it.
Yes. We own a stake in it. And
yeah.
We're trying
and, you know, that's
to.
That was another interesting thing that brought in them, and it kind of went sideways, ended up going sideways with my website, is older buildings are really in danger right now.
Uh-huh.
And it's, unfortunately, I think it's mostly, you know, I don't want to say it's my fault, but my generation doesn't really appreciate it. And it's because they don't know the history behind them. I did an interview with, which I got to formulate the actual article, and it will go on my website and it will get submitted to you. But for Clearwater, the Clearwater Historical Society,
mm-hmm.
Restoring a public school. I'm wanting to say a public school. I think it's a public school. I don't have my notes in front of me, but Allison was such a sweetheart, and I can't think of her last name, but she was the passion in her voice of wanting to really just preserve this piece of history. And she said it's almost like the odds are stacked against. And it's because people just think, oh, well, we buy the house, it's done. And it's like, no, it's not. You know, that's just step one. There's other steps to it.
Yeah.
I didn't realize there was that many steps. It's still Green Gables.
Well, you gave me the perfect segue. I need to do a commercial. When I get back, I want you to tell our listeners a little bit of the history behind Green Gables. And Gene can certainly pipe in if he wants to. But since it's your night tonight, I'll let you tell your version, and Gene can pick up where we leave off. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Learn why people around the world listen to Be Unique Radio. Join host Anna East on her exciting new podcast, Here I Am, live every other Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, where she embraces the changes of the world and within, bringing you back to who you really are. Become a sponsor or be a guest and put your message in front of our growing global audience. Guests are booking months in advance, so don't delay. Join the show live after 8 p.m. Or you can send Anna an email at annaeastx@gmail.com for details. Great show, great perspective.
Thank you for that little commercial, Gene. We are back, everybody. I am Mary Brotherton. I'm here with my co-host, Gene Albertson, and we're talking with Marcy Linton. Gene, why don't you tell everybody what Marcy's going to tell us about now that we're back from our commercial?
Well, actually, Marcy and I share a strong interest in Green Gables, a 124-year-old house in Melbourne, Florida, that is saved from demolition to turn into a museum. Marcy is going to tell us everything she feels or wants to tell us about it. The reason Mary thought I could chip in, I don't really need to chip in because I spent a lot of time there, but Marcy actually and I had the chance to visit together at the location not too long ago. What, about a month or two ago, a couple months ago?
Yeah,
it was right before Christmas, I think.
Well, it was actually right before Christmas. But we had actually met my graduation weekend. I graduated Halloween weekend, believe it or not. It just seems so long ago. It really does. And I guess it just doesn't seem real because I was one of them graduations that got missed. But when we were coming up with what we call a capstone project, and a capstone project is an ongoing story that it really can't be, it really cannot be an end to it. And I had stumbled across the Forgotten Fortress, which
Forgotten Enchantress.
If you do not, what is, say it again?
Forgotten Enchantress.
Oh, I'm sorry, Forgotten Enchantress. I've been mixed up with all kinds of names today. I had watched it. I had read it in a Be Unique magazine, and it just, I just immediately become interested in it. And after watching it, I just dug deeper. And it was just like a constant, every time I scratched a piece of the surface, it was just like I was digging deeper and deeper. And the Wells family, I'm not going to lie to you, was just so fascinating. I mean, he was Mr. Wells was so far ahead of his time in a lot of ways.
Yes, he was.
And I mean, and I love people like that, that kind of, you know, they don't stop. They keep going, and they're very persistent people. And I think I would have loved to have sat and probably just had a chat with him or sit on the front porch.
Oh, yeah.
But I had to do the whole story either over, which it was a real challenge because everything was closed down. And I'm in North Florida, which is about a good 4 or 5 hours away from Green Gables. So I'm a ways away from Green Gables. And happened to do interviews either on Zoom or Facebook, email. I think telephone was the only one. And like I said, I had bad reception. So I try not to stick people, you know. But I did use Skype, too. And I never did it in person. Little did I know that my family had coordinated with Jean my graduation weekend, that they were surprised that me was going
that
down there.
That was so cool.
That was awesome.
It really was, because all they kept asking was, who's this Jean guy? Who's this Jean guy? How do you know him? And I said, what do you mean? And they said, well, like, he comments a lot. And I'm like, oh, well, that's just a friend. And they're like, and my dad is the one that clicked Green Gables and Jean, actually. And it was a remark. One day I hope I get to see Green Gables. And Jean had posted a very encrypted message that I didn't take too real quick. Maybe you'll get to see it someday, closer, or something similar to that. And that weekend, sure enough, that weekend, I had actually got to see it. And it was a very special surprise.
So fun.
It just kind of, it was fun. And it just kind of just put the whole story, like, into full circle for me. I had never been to Melbourne. I think the furthest thing to closest thing to Melbourne I had been was Kennedy Space Center. And as a child, I loved Kennedy Space Center. So I was probably one of the frequent flyers.
Well, I know that that was one of your favorite places to visit and learn about there, Kennedy Space Center.
I did. I actually, when I was in middle school, I wanted to be an astronaut. And I had a whole lot of math challenges that unfortunately set me back to where I almost really could not do something of that sort. But I wanted to be the tour guide, the person that was able to tell about the astronauts. I really wanted that job.
Well, Marcy, tell me about Hoot Gibson.
When I was in Girl Scouts, it was my senior year. We did, they called for all the Gold Award recipients and Eagle Scout recipients to apply. And they Kennedy Space Center handpicked about 30 Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts to participate in a flag ceremony. Hoot Gibson, however, was never my astronaut, but he was the one that talked the most. We had a very reserved astronaut. We had the first African-American in space, believe it or not, was our astronaut, Guy Bluford.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, he wasn't a talker. He was very quiet, very to himself. So as teenagers do, when you're sitting among a group of astronauts and yours won't talk, you go to other astronauts. And Hoot Gibson was, he flew a I can't remember the shuttle missions because I was never good with the space shuttle mission. But I was wanting to say he was a commander. And I'm wanting to say he was either Atlantis, one of the Atlantis missions, or he might have been Challenger. But anyways, he was just, he was very into airplanes. And me and him hit off immediate conversations talking about airplanes and, you know, and he was very impressed that I had learned at 12 years old, not really, I had a co-pilot, I was not by myself, to fly. I never flew by myself.
Yeah.
But that was one of the perks that Girl Scouts did have for me. I think the coolest astronaut I actually got to meet, I got to meet Buzz Aldrin.
That's kind of cool.
And he was a very sweet old man. But I got to meet my childhood hero, Jim Lovell, in person. And if anybody don't know who Jim Lovell is, he is the commander of Apollo 8. No, he was a pilot for Apollo 8. And he was commander for Apollo 13. And like I said, I was oddball, and Apollo 13 was probably my favorite mission to learn about. So,
very cool.
Yes. And no, it was way before Tom Hanks. I did not want. I did not because of
Tom Hanks. Oh, you're funny.
I get told that all the time. Well, the only reason you knew about Jim Lovell was because of Tom Hanks. No, I knew about him before him.
Oh, that's
before
funny.
Tom Hanks.
Well, you know, I remember visiting Kennedy Space Center and being in that shuttle and how small those things really are. I had no idea when seeing them on TV. They're really
very large. How do you get two or three guys in there? I mean, you know, of course, I grew up with a big family, and we had one of the smallest cars I ever remember my father owning was a Rambler, a Nash Rambler. But even when we had station wagons, there was always, he touched me, she's looking at me, he pulled my hair, he's sitting on my hair, ew. And I guess once you become an astronaut, you overlook that sibling rivalry, I guess.
Uh-huh. That kind of reminds me how me and my younger brother used to ride.
She's looking at
me. That's my famous one. He's breathing on me, and my mom's like, I can't do nothing about his breathing.
Oh, I know.
Tell him to stop, Mom. And she's like, no.
He's thinking about me, Mom.
Yes.
I
remember telling my husband one time, don't look at me, don't talk to me, don't even think about me. That was a weird thing.
I have said my husband has a thing that if I go into my office and I'm very quiet, it usually means I'm being nice and leave me alone.
Yeah.
And he come in one day, and I think it was we had only been married, I think, 3 weeks, something like that. And he come back and he made the mistake, and I said, just quit, just go, fall off. I don't know. I don't care what you do. And he quit thinking about me. Quit looking at me. And he's like, okay, fine. I'm out of here for a minute.
Speaking of getting out of here, I need to take take another quick little commercial break. And when we come back, Marcy, I want you to talk a little bit about your writing career with Be Unique especially, but also about your blog a little bit more. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question. Do you prefer coffee or tea? This is a question we ask on our fun and informative millennial talk show called Coffee or Tea, No Phones Allowed. And why do I know? Because I'm Anna. I'm one of the co-hosts. It's a great time. It's a professionally edited weekly series that's free to watch on Be Unique's YouTube channel. That's B-U-N-E-K-E. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode and leave us a comment with your topic or guest recommendations. We love hearing from you.
And we love hearing from callers. If anybody wants to call in and talk with Marcy or Jean or me, Jean has the phone number.
It is 516-418-5651.
Yes, you got it. Yay. I felt the gears turning in your head as you were struggling to remember all this, because I know Jean does not do well with pop quizzes, and that's one of the reasons that I do that. I throw a little, oh, guess what, Jean, you're gonna have to answer on the spot.
Well, you know, it keeps me on my toes. It really does. Thank you.
It's you know, it's part of my job is to be challenging. Some people say that's not necessarily a good thing. But we are here talking with Marcy Linton, and she's talked a little bit about her blog, but not a lot. You didn't go a lot into it, but also you've just recently started a do-it-yourself column in Be Unique.
Yes, I'm very excited about that.
So
I've been actually, I do a lot with, I make a lot of my own stuff, believe it or not, down to I make dog shampoos, I've made cleaners, believe it or not, I want to do my next column about the uses of lemon oil. This is not, I use lemon oil for so many things, oh my goodness. Not only is it a really good detox for your body, and yes, you can buy, I prefer, now I'm picky on brands, so I'm going to give a brand plug here, but Young Living is probably the best one I use, but you can use it, it cuts grease, it cuts grime, but I mean, it leaves your skin glowing, and I mean, oh my goodness, there's so many good uses for it, but I'm very stoked. I actually introduced this about 3 months ago on my website because I had a lot of people that were just kind of curious about it, especially friends of mine, because if they think it can be made, they come and ask me about it, unfortunately. But it cuts costs. I mean, I think one bottle of lemon oil is $10, and you can use it for keeping yourself healthy, because it's actually got very good. It has a lot of vitamins in it. And I'm talking one drop. I'm not talking using the whole bottle. You can actually use it like a moss.
Wow.
One drop in your I hand wash dishes. I know that's not something a lot of people do now, but I still do it.
That's okay.
Put one drop in the soap water. There is no scrubbing to it. It works better than Dawn dish detergent.
Really?
Yes, it is really crazy. But anyways, I did Christmas time, I did a candle, taking evergreen leaves and actually making a candle with it. All kinds of fun things with it. And I'm really hoping that's my new year, for 2021. I really want to really push my website. But I also have another website that not a whole lot of people know about. And it's because I'm just sliding back into it. But I did creative writing before I did my master's. And a lot of it stemmed from, like I said, I am a big history movie buff. I'm actually trained in writing for scripts for television shows and stuff like that. I'm actually trained. I went to college for this. I can actually even write a video game script. Not that I want to, but I do know how to do it.
Very cool.
But, I mean,
cool.
And believe it or not, it makes you look at a game a whole different way when you realize the writers behind it. But it's called StarryEyedStories.com.
I remember reading that.
It has a lot of original.
Yeah.
I went in there telling my dad I wanted to write a Star Wars story, and he cracked up. He's like, okay, you know you can't do this. And I'm like, I don't know why you just told me I can't, because that just fuels it. And on my Wattpad, I do have a Star Wars story on there, and it actually has gotten attention because they said it actually was better than the movie, which I thought was pretty competitive. My blog, I'm really good. I'm really pushing this year. But not only is it going to be nature oriented, but in the environment is how people fall into the environment. And my last story that I did, I love to brag on this woman because I worked with her, and me and Lorena didn't always see eye to eye. She's a very strong personality. Very strong personality, and she has 6 kids, and she could not give away her kids' jackets, believe it or not. I don't know why, but no school, no organization around us would take them. So she stood on the corner, and what started out cleaning her kids' closet turned out to people actually donating jackets, and she went to 2 counties donating jackets. Just handing them to anybody on the street.
Oh my!
And she said that, and I really love to brag on people's stories because I feel everybody's got a story that just needs to be told. And I think if anything, like I keep referring back to 2020, and I think it's because when you turn on the news, there's so much negativity that you almost. I flip it off. I haven't watched the news in quite a while. Because my mood just gets depressed.
Yeah.
So I don't even watch it no more. But I think, you know, it's little light bulbs that I feel that, you know. And on my website, I do highlight that. But my favorite Be Unique story, believe it or not, and one day I'm going to visit this place, is the Elephant Sanctuary.
Yeah, that was our cover a couple of issues ago.
Yeah.
Yes, I love that. Oh, my goodness. And I've always loved elephants. I've always loved elephants. But to find out that that's where they retire the elephants so they don't get killed, it just warms my heart. You can actually pull it up on their website, elephants.com, and you can see their elephants just freely roaming.
Yeah.
Which is just so cool. I mean, I showed my preschool class that one day, and they were like, oh my goodness.
Oh.
You know, look, we actually sponsored an elephant last year.
Well, that's really cool.
Because they thought it was cool. They got to pick the elephant, and they picked Flora. Which is,
of course,
Flora, I think was on the cover.
And Flora was our cover girl.
Flora's awesome. And then when you look at my car, it's all elephants. So You know, I don't know. There's just something about the elephants.
That's really neat.
The watershed story was another good one. Goodness, what's another one of my favorites? There's so many favorites. It's not funny. Peyton.
That's
was
what I love.
One.
Which one?
Peyton, the duct tape dress.
Yes.
Oh. The duct tape dress winner. That was just, she was so cool. And she was so tickled. Oh my goodness. She was so excited to read the magazine.
It's really funny. I don't know. A lot of people didn't get our newsletter because it does end up in spam sometimes. And if you, you need to read this month's newsletter. It's also posted on our website. And it's posted on our Facebook page as well. We've started a new thing, and I think, Jean, we should call this corner the Bee's Knees. But, for Be Unique instead of the Volunteer of the Month. But we're doing a thing now where we're going to have people either nominate themselves or someone else to be the Volunteer of the Month. And Jean was our first choice. But we, in our newsletter, somebody better fill in the blank because I have totally forgotten what I was going to talk about. I know. We talked about how the issue is our favorite. We just released a new issue, and it's our favorite issue ever. But we say that about everyone. We do. Jennifer and I look at each other. I say, this is my favorite. Because there are so many amazing, wonderful stories. It is hard to choose a favorite.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I definitely agree there.
Well, and the best part is that you don't even really have to choose one. You can choose all of them.
Yes.
I think it's hard for me because each one kind of was a different plug. My very first for Be Unique was a really hard one, and no one really will ever know how hard it was for me to write that article because it struck a real personal chord. It was about a PTSD clinic.
I remember that
in,
one.
In Florida, and I had actually been through a PTSD incident. My great uncle, me and my grandmother had went up to visit him, and I was only 12 years old, and he was severe PTSD and untreated. He was not treated. He was a very proud man, Vietnam vet, and I had went to bed that night, and I woke up to a gun barrel at my foot because he had went back thinking I was in Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a very serious moment, and and I felt for it, but my younger brother came out of the Navy, and he won't even discuss it, and I wish he would actually break down and go seek some help for it, even though he's found other ways to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to push the issue on him because that's his business, but he came back from the Navy to panic attacks and all these classic symptoms of PTSD.
Yeah.
And it's a very real problem. And everybody thinks it has to happen with a war. And no.
No.
It happens in other ways.
Yeah, I
was very educated on
that. You don't have to even be in the military to have PTSD. It happens to anyone who's gone through any kind of trauma.
Yes.
And well, my mom made the remark because I had found my grandmother lived with us, and I found her after she had had a stroke. Now I was 16 years old, and you know, it messed with me big time. I mean, you can't erase something like that out of your memory. And unfortunately, she did not survive the stroke. And everybody has a different trigger. Mine was a heart monitor.
Mm-hmm.
A flat line of a heart monitor would send me just in panic mode.
Oh, yeah.
And it was for the longest time. We're talking like at least 3 to 4 years. Even to this day, I cannot sleep in a total silence of a room. I have to have some sort of a background noise. And, you know, it's a very personal article, and it was very difficult for me to write. Another one that was so long to write it, and it was because I literally cried and wept. I wept so hard on my computer that I don't know how I didn't damage it, was the one about Yulin in China.
Oh, yeah.
The Yulin Festival.
I hope you know that if you ever get a story that is too hard, you can deny it, and I won't ever judge you for that.
As hard as it was for me to tell it, it was something that needed to be told.
Yeah.
It was definitely a story that needed to be told. And I think a lot of it is, as I'm holding my Fisher in my arms, to see little dogs like that they were killing and just slaughtering to eat.
Yeah.
It was disturbing. And I'm like, no. And I think a lot of the emotions was we were at that time, he was only a year old and he was seizing and doing all his crazy stuff with his disease. So I was like, oh my goodness, look, another dog. Oh.
Those stories make a difference because people read them and they get emotionally attached to it as well, and they think, I have to do something.
That's what I told. I try to share as much as I can because I did not realize they do animal adoptions in the United States. They actually fly those dogs from Japan or China. I shouldn't say Japan, uh-huh. Is China, wrong country. And they rehabilitate them. This I'm going to mispronounce it. It is because it's Chinese and I don't speak Chinese. But Animal Gangzhou, and I'm sure I just destroyed it.
No, I think you're very close. I think it's called Gangzhou maybe, but you're very, very close.
Yeah. My cousin actually, when she worked in China, actually located them. So she actually got to meet some of the volunteers. And she said, you would not believe this festival. Because I really, it's unfathomable around here. I mean, you don't think about in the United States people hunting their dog and eating them. I mean,
no.
Because the food's there. But, I mean, I guess over the, you know, and like I said, I don't know that they're full economy situation. But
right.
I think that was a pretty memorable one. Like I said, Peyton was one of my favorites because, you know, it's amazing what art can tell.
Oh, yes.
In a situation, and she took a dress and totally, you know, from head to toe, told 2020 in a nutshell with a dress. I mean, how cool is that?
Mm-hmm.
And not to say she won a global competition with it.
Yeah, she did. She got a good scholarship out of that, right?
And yes, and I actually talked to her. I actually revisited her a couple weeks ago. Her dress is actually sitting. Her dress and everything is sitting in an exhibit in the Smithsonian.
Very
for
nice.
Year 2020. So I mean, she's great. You're sitting with, you know, something in Smithsonian is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Pretty.
Not cool. Every teenager can say that.
No, and she was a very, very good kid. Very good kid to talk to.
Yeah.
I'm
going to take a real quick break. I want to keep this going because I'm really enjoying this. But I'm going to take a real quick break here. We'll be right back.
Be Unique Radio brings you unscripted conversations with world changers and difference makers Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on all your favorite platforms. Visit BeUnique.org to learn who is scheduled next and how you can talk with our guests and become part of the show. That's BeUnique.org. See you there.
And we're right back. Here we are. Please, Marcy, continue. Carry on.
Well, I mean, I've got a couple. I'm trying to get in touch with a food truck owner in New York, Kosher Guru. I've got a couple of fun ones. Different rhythm I've got coming up. I kind of got my little calendar booked. I have a new mentor organization in my town that they're getting started up. So they actually want me to hold off until they get started up to come in and do their story. But they're going into schools for the lower income kids in my town.
Nice.
To do fun things, and I know I'm called Coach's House, and I don't know if you are a big Facebook person. During the early part of this whole wonderful shutdown, there was a nursing home that was seeking pen pals. I have gotten money enough to get.
I think I remember some of that.
Yeah.
Well, they haven't been really active because they've actually had to take it off because they had an overwhelming response of people sending mail.
Well, that's a good thing.
Which is awesome because, unfortunately, I think the forgotten people and this whole 2020 was the elderly people in the nursing homes. Mm-hmm. And it's easy to forget about them because it was kind of, you didn't see them. Unfortunately.
Right. Out of sight, out of mind.
And they kind of brought light to, and they put faces out there. So you actually got to see these people. And I've got somebody lined up there. And I've also got a high school organization, a group of boys in Texas that are building tiny homes for veterans.
Oh, nice.
And they are really cool. In fact, I looked, I'm like, man, I want one of them tiny homes.
Gene's always talking about that.
Oh, yeah, but I'm all over a tiny home.
So, I hate cleaning, as you can tell. That would be my ideal situation. I do keep my house. It's not messy, but it's not enjoyable.
I think Gene's tiny home's going to serve a dual purpose. He's going to create a Be Unique mobile.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
You notice, Gene, cool. I talk about this every show.
Well, you know, that's how it's going to happen. Somebody's going to hear it and like the idea, and we're off to the races. Well, see, and then what we'll do is we'll make it a stop and see Marcy, and we'll make a BU stop and do our show live where Marcy's at.
And maybe do animal adoption.
Yeah, a big animal adoption event.
they'll love you there. They were actually at Christmas time. A Great Dane had actually come into our local shelter. And they were begging me to take them. And I'm like, you don't understand. Four's a crowd. Three's already there. No.
I love the Great Danes.
And it's not the bigger one. The bigger one's not the problem. It's the two littler munchkins that make life entertaining.
If you put a Great Dane in there, you double the poundage of dogs in the house.
And
oh, yeah.
triple
no,
or quadruple
already...
the food.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, thank you. In fact, my neighbor would not like that at all. My neighbor, my Yorkie dog loves me, loves to go over there.
No. Y'all know what time it is?
Yes, oh, wow. I was just looking at
it. It's time for parting words.
Yes, so check me out. Would be mine. I mean,
check me out. I love it.
Well,
check
what is your website?
Visit my
check
website.
Out.
Don't necessarily check out. But
well, what is your website? One more time.
I've got www.onenatureoneplanet.com. And hopefully 2021 will actually it will get further.
Oh, we know it will.
Sure.
I don't think it's been a dud yet. I've actually gotten an interview, and I think my coolest interview to date on there was actually with Australia Zoo.
Nice.
And if you know who they are, those are the Irwins. And
yeah.
No, I did not get no Irwins but the pictures that you see with their hands is an Irwin hand because I can't get their faces in the picture. But, however, so if you see their hands and they look really girly, that could be Bendy or Terry's. If they look a little manlier, they could be Robert or Chandler's. It's one of the two.
That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
It is really cool. And that story was all about how to be a wildlife warrior,
nice.
Which is what I like to consider myself as too. So,
heck yeah,
saving the planet one at a time.
Yes.
Yep.
Captain Planet.
Exactly.
If you were a nice kid, you know who Captain Planet is.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
So, Gene, would you like to add your parting words?
Well, as normal, I really just think that everybody please try to have fun, because if you're not having fun, then you're not doing it right. Doesn't matter what it is.
And my parting words are simply practice kindness. Wherever you go, think in terms of, you know, we're all wearing masks now, but even before we had these masks to protect us from COVID and the flu and who knows what else, we still wore a kind of mask. We don't always show people what we're experiencing inside. And I think it's very important to always practice kindness, because the person that you're looking at or talking to is going through something. And whether it's in traffic, if somebody cuts you off in traffic, instead of doing what I have done in the past and scream at them, I try to practice kindness so that we don't, whatever. Anyway, we're down to 90 seconds, and that gives me just enough time to play this last little bit here and exit on out of here. Marcy, it's been a delight as always.
Yeah,
look forward to your stories every 3 months. And I want everybody to know they can go on beunique.org, find our extra blog, and find all of Marcy's articles there. Maybe not today, but I'm working on getting them all up there. Bye-bye.
But you can find your website.
If you like the show tonight, let us know. Call 321-417-4309 or email mary@beunique.org to ask how you can sponsor the show. It's simple and doesn't have to cost much at all. Visit beunique.org for even more details. That's beunique.org. Join the global world changers who already know how Be Unique helps bring together like-minded humans who are making the world a better place. Read the magazine and blog posts, watch our videos, listen to our podcast, and visit our social media from one location, and let's work together. Change tomorrow by finding solutions today. Visit beunique.org to learn more. That's BUNEKE.org.